Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Hey in Maseches Beitza. I've returned Baruch Hashem to Eretz Yisrael, and the count continues, 619. Today is the 619th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue the topic of Dalid Amud Beis, and that is the discussion of a two-day Yom Tov. The Gemara have discussed on Dalid Amud Beis, a machlokas between Rav and Ravasi, how we look at a two-day Yom Tov. And that was a product, no pun intended, that was laid by the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that had discussed that a Beitza Shenoldo B'Yom Tov is going to be Asur. We had a machlokas between Rav and Ravasi. What happens if it was laid on the first day of Yom Tov? Is it mutter on the second day of Yom Tov? Of course, we know that a Beitza Shenoldo B'Yom Tov in our Mishnah, we said, is Asur. It seems that the machlokas between Rav and Ravasi is the following. It seems that Rav holds that we look at a two-day Yom Tov, a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. I left Chutz Laretz, we're there. They have 2 days of Yom Tov, which the Gemara concluded on yesterday's daf, 4 lines from the bottom, that the reason for that is because we're afraid that there's going to be a confusion of the calendar in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara also calls it Minig Avos Seichem, which the Ran emphasizes is a ancient minig to keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, even though we have a calendar. However, the position of Rav is that each one of those days is really a Kedusha by itself. And therefore, an egg that was laid on the first day has nothing to do with the second day. Because vis-a-vis the second day, the first day is considered as if it's Chol. However, Rav Asi, the Gemara discusses, might possibly view it, this is Rav Asi in the first wide line on Dalet Amud Beis, as being one Kedusha. Bezer Hashem, today's daf, is going to discuss how we look at Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, we have 2 days. It's the only Yom Tov where both Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz celebrate, if you will, for 2 days. So today's daf is going to discuss the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, and particularly is once again going to connected. If a Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah, what's its halacha going to be on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and compare it to the Shita of Rav that we paskin like, that said on the second to last narrow line of Dalet Amud Beis that an egg that was laid on the first day is mutter on the second day. That will take us through the majority of Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and the Gemara will introduce us to the power of the Takonas Chazal, and to sometimes change a Takonah once it was made is quite difficult. And that's something that was part of the halachic system. It's not something that was created from outside the halachic system. Within the Gzeros itself, there are halachos that are built to prevent it from being easily changed. It can be, but as we will see in today's daf, there are quite a few conditions that are necessary. The nature of Kedushas Rosh Hashanah and the relationship between the first day and the second day will be the prominent feature of both Amud Aleph as well as Amud Beis. It will revolve around the fascinating Takana that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made, and Bezer Hashem, we will see it on the daf itself. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up 3 lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis. It Mashnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now, of course, we celebrate 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, just like in Chutz Laretz. And why we do, and how we do, and the status of those 2 days are all going to be elaborated on in today's daf. Rav and Shmuel, da Amri Tarvayu, Nolda Bezeh Asura Bezeh. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that if an egg was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Asur on the second day as well. It can't be overemphasized that this opinion of Rav stands, of course, in great contrast to the opinion of Rav at the bottom of the narrow lines on Dalet Amud Beis. And Rav said that if you have an egg that's laid on the first day of Sukkot in America, and it's now the second day of Sukkot, the halacha is that the egg is mutter. Why? Because at the end of the day, each one of those days have 2 distinct kedushas, And really, al pi dinei Torah, if the first day of Sukkot that was celebrated in America is truly the first day of Sukkot, then the second day is Chol HaMoed. So then in such a case, there is no problem eating the egg on the second day of Chol HaMoed. If, however, the first day of Sukkot was really Erev Sukkot, and the second day of Sukkot is the real day, there's no problem of eating the egg on the second day of Sukkot, because it was laid on the first day. It wasn't laid on Yom Tov. Itmar, Shnei Yom Tov Shor HaShanah, Rav Shmuel Darmi Tevayu Noda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. Over here, Rav says that it's Asur. This is what the Gemara is going to refer to, at first glance, as a notion of Kedusha Achas, that we look at those 2 days as being one elongated day. Why would that be? Because of a fascinating phenomenon that's described in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. We will go slowly over here because if this is the first time one is learning this, it takes a while for just the simple facts to set in. It's not complicated, but it needs to settle in what's going on in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah and the implication for Beitza Shenolda Barosh Hashanah. B'rishayna yimikablan Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom Kulo. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah describes that originally they would accept Eidim that came to testify that that day was the new moon, and therefore it was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, of course, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. However, something happened. Pam achas nishto Eidim lavo. The Eidim came very late, and the Leviim had already sung the Shir Shel Yom of the weekday. V'niskalkalu aleviim b'shir, and Leviim made an error in the Shir. I remember when I heard Shir from Rav Shechter on this in Maseches Beitza, Shir with an ayin, not Shir, but Shir with an ayin. So then, Rav Shechter emphasized that Chazal went in through tremendous loops just because Leviim should not sing the wrong song. And what was the loops that they went through? Iskinu, he would ask, okay, for that reason they changed the whole takana because of the whole status of the day because of Skako Leviim Bashir. That's a big undertaking that they did. Iskinu shaloyu mikablam es ha'edus el ara mincha. So the takana was that the Eidim to say that today is Rosh Hashanah would only be accepted before the shir of the song of the Leviim that goes along, of course, with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, as we learned in Maseches Sukkah, that there is a Din D'Oraisa of the Shir Shel Yom that comes along with the Karbin Tamid. And so they were Mesakein that the Eidim could only come up until then. Vimbo Eidim Min HaMincha Lamala, and if Eidim came along and said that today is Rosh Hashanah, so then what came out was that the Eidim are going to be saying something that they're no longer accepted for on today, because they're misaking that the decision has to be made that today is Rosh Hashanah only before Mincha. So Nagin Osa Yom Kodesh Ula Machar Kodesh, they would say that today is Kodesh and tomorrow is Kodesh. Hence, what came about is that there were times that in the Beis HaMikdash they would celebrate 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi in Dibar Maschul Adam Mincha explains beautifully halfway through the Rashi. The last word on the line is Alma. Rashi explains that we see from here that Rosh Hashanah is definitely one Kedusha and there's no status of Suffolk that normally creates two Kedushas. And that is that we see that even though if we know for sure that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, nevertheless, we instituted that the rest of the day is going to be Rosh Hashanah as well. And that's considered Kedusha Achas. The only time it's considered two separate Kedushas, Rashi seems to be insinuating, is when there is a Suffolk. However, if there, it's definitely not a Suffolk, but nevertheless, for whatever reason, in this case it was that we don't want the Leviim to be Mekalkel Bashir, and we keep 2 days. Once there is an absolute reason that we're keeping 2 days, then it's considered Kedusha Achas. If it's considered Kedusha Achas, then it's considered one 48-hour period day. And therefore, the egg that is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Asur in the second day of Rosh Hashanah as well. Period. Amar Rabba, but Rabba comes along and says, the halacha might have changed after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We all know the heroics of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that is described in Maseches Gittin, that he snuck himself out of Yerushalayim in order to save the Chachamim and survive the Churban, and ultimately then made takanas to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash would not be forgotten. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana Mishachara Beis HaMikdash is relevant over here. Amar Rabba mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach beitza muteres. However, once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made his takana, then the beitz is going to be mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. This nan, as we learned in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, daf lamed amud beis. Mishachar beis hamikdash hiskun Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shu mekablin edus hachodesh kol hayom. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesakein that the requirement that was mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, in Rosh Hashanah, that the Levim must come before Mincha, no longer applies, because that takana was only there vis-a-vis Mishiskalkalu Hayavim, Shemi Iskalkalu Halavim Bashir, that lest Levim come to be, make a mistake in their Shir Shel Yom, and never sing the Shir Shel Yom of Rosh Hashanah. However, unfortunately, we don't have the Levim Bama Modam, and therefore, that error is not relevant at all, and therefore, Rosh Hashanah now does not have a status of Kedusha Achas, rather has a status of two Kedushas. This not Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Hiskun Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shumikablin Eidim Tzchodesh Kol Yom. The halacha reverted back to the fact that we accept Eidim the entire day, period. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said, is that so? On the one hand, what you're saying is logical. On the other hand, asks Abaye to Rabba, how do you reconcile what you're saying with the phenomenon, Varav Vishmuel, the Army Tarvaya Beitza Asura? Didn't Rav and Shmuel say the egg is Asur? And if the egg is Asur, how could you say that once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai changed the rule back, the egg is now Mutter, but Rav and Shmuel already way past Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nevertheless they said the egg is Asur? Amalei, Rabbah turns to Abai and he says, I don't understand what you're asking me. Amina lecha no Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I told you what happened and what makes sense after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made his takana va'at amritli Rav Shmuel, and you're telling me Rav Shmuel, it must be that Rav and Shmuel are inconsistent with the teaching of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ula Rav Shmuel kasha masnisin, and according to Rav and Shmuel, aren't they difficult from the Mishnah? At the end of the day, the Mishnah says it reverted back to having two kedushas. Answers the Gemara loy kasha halon v'haluhu. It depends for us versus for them. For us in Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that there is only one day. If the Edom come earlier enough, and even if the Edom come afterwards, as tells us Dibur HaMaskil Laha, at the end of the day, we're no longer following the original takana of kedusha achas. However, luhu, when it comes to Bnei Chutzlar, it's according to Rashi and Tosos, the Baal HaMor disagrees, but according to Rashi and Tosos, they still retain the original status of the Takana, that it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore the egg is going to be Mutter. Excuse me, Asur. The original Takana, then the egg is going to be Asur. However, for us, where it's no longer Kedusha Achas, then the egg is going to be Mutter. Period. Rav Yosef Amar Af Mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ve'elach Beitz Asura. Even after Takonah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that you don't have the phenomenon of Kedusha Achas, because there isn't a time that's going to be absolutely 2 days of Yom Tov. Nevertheless, the egg is still going to be Asur. My Taima Have a Dover Shebin Minyan. It was a Takonah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's called a Takonah of a Dover Shebin Minyan. Rashi explains that the Chachamim got together and said that an egg is going to be Asur because Rosh Hashanah has a status of one Kedusha. And even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana came along and changed the halacha in regards to the Edom coming, nevertheless, the Takana that was made originally had Rosh Hashanah being a Kedusha Achas and the Beitza Asura, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not change that part of the original Takana. That started way before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. As Rashi explains in Dibra Masla, Havidavar Shebin Minyan, this is a very, very important Rashi as well. Let's take a look. Havidavar Shebin Minyan, Beitzazu Neseres, B'kibutz Chachamim. This egg was prohibited when the Chacham got together. Shinimu V'gamru, they counted and decided, all the Chachamim voted, or the majority voted, that there's one Kedusha if the Edom don't come before Mincha, and whoever does 2 days of Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, is doing it based on that original Takana, and therefore, that original Takana requires a Dover Shebimim. What is that referring to? That the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah tell us the following. V'chol davar shebiminyin, tzarech minyin acher la'atira. Anything that was done with the vote and the acceptance of the Chachamim needs a re-vote, if you will. And many Mefarshim say they have to, as well, be better, greater. Gadol emenu b'chachma. It needs to be a bezin that's even greater in chachma. And therefore, it's a very hard takana to change. And even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai changed the policy in terms of accepting the Edim, the original takana remains in regards to the beitza being osur. Amar Rav Yosef mina aminala. Says Rav Yosef, how do I know that any time you have something that was Nesar B'minyan, that the Chachamim took a vote and decided to make this Takana, you need a full vote of the Chachamim as well to undermine it. D'chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Leichem arlem shuvu lachem la aleichem, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that they can now go back after Kabbalah HaTorah to their tents. Va'omer, and the Pasuk also says, B'mshoch hayov el hema yalu vahar. The Gemara will explain exactly what we're learning from the Psukim on Amud Beis, but first let's deal with the support from the Braisa. The Gemara itself is going to profess later on that it's not clear what Rav Yosef's Raya is from the Psukim. So let's continue on first with the Mishnayis, and then we will come back to the Psukim. Here it should be corrected, this is a Mishnah, Utnan. And we learned in a Mishnah, it's in Maaser Sheni, Kerem Revai, we know that for 3 years it's prohibited to derive benefit from the fruits of a tree or of a vine. That is considered Arla. It's 4th year, you're allowed to partake of it only if you redeem it and eat it in Yerushalayim. What's the area of Yerushalayim that's considered part of Yerushalayim for Kerem Revai? Kerem Revai haya olu Yerushalayim, the Gemara continues, 7 lines on the bottom, and hayom alf, mahalach yom echad l'kol tzad. Anything that's within a day's of walking distance of Yerushalayim is considered part of Yerushalayim. Vezuhi tzchuma. And that is its boundary. Eilat min hadarom, from Eilat up on the south, ve'ekravas min ha-safon, Lud min hamara, v'yarde min hamizrach. Those are the borders. When we learn Maaser Sheni, we could get involved with the borders itself. But those are the borders. Va'amar Ula, and Ula taught. V'iteima, Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Some say it was Rabba Barchan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Matam. What's the reason? What's the reason that they introduced these borders? Now these borders are important, that it has a din of Yerushalayim, that you're not supposed to redeem the fruits and then eat them in Yerushalayim, but those fruits within this tchum, you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim itself. Kedei la'ater shuke Yerushalayim beperos. In order that Yerushalayim should be filled with beautiful fruits, and people therefore cannot redeem within this radius, and they have to bring the fruits themselves. V'tanya, and we also learn in the Braisa, Kerem Revai, Hayelo, Rabbi Eliezer b'Mizrach Lod. Rabbi Eliezer had a vineyard on the eastern side between Lod and Yerushalayim, Bitzat Kfar Tevi, next to that area of Kfar Tevi, Ubikesh Lafkiro La'anim, and he wanted to make it Hefker for the Anim, because he couldn't schlep, Rashi explains on the second line on the top of Hayim and Beis, schlep it all up to Yerushalayim, and you can't be poded. Amr lo Talmidav, the Talmidim informed him that there was a change in the halacha. Rebbe, kfar nimnu alecha chaverecha, your friends got together and they counted, and there are more who are of the opinion v'tirua, and they allowed for pidyon to be done. In other words, that there was a recount of the chachamim, and they undid the original takana. Man chavercho, who are your friends? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Talmidim's language, the Gemara deduces, is precise. Analyzes Rav Yosef. Taima denimnu. The Talmidim said to Reb Eliezer, they counted up. Halo nimnu lo. But if not, then they wouldn't be able to change the takana. So we see that you need, when it comes to a takana, gadol heimenu b'minyan, you need them to take a recount and to come to the position that takana needs to be changed or repealed. Otherwise, that original takana remains. Hence, the issue when it comes to beitza revolves around that as well. The Gemara now goes back and explains what was its source in the psukim. Maiva oimer, we mentioned two psukim. Number one, in Devarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu lachem la'aleichem. And number two, the Pasuk says, in regards to the Kedushas Har Sinai, B'mshol chayovel heima ya'alu v'har. Maiva Omer asks the Gemara, what exactly, according to Rashi, the question is, how are we learning from the Pesukim? What is the first Pasuk teaching us, and what is the second one coming to add? Hachi kamer, michti. Ksiv heyunachan l'shoshes yom al tikshu al isha. On the one hand, originally before Kabbalah HaTorah, for 3 days it was prohibited for a man to be with his wife. And then the Pasuk says, in Devarim Lechem Alehem, Shuvu Lechem La'alechem, that we're allowed to go back to our tents, and he's now Mutar B'isha, Lamali. Why do I need that second Pasuk? Didn't the Pasuk previously just say, for 3 days prior to Kabbalah HaTorah. Once those 3 days are up and Kabbalah HaTorah takes place, it's mutter. Why do I need that pasuk? Shema mina, you need a beferish a heter. Kol tover shebe minyan. Once there was a takana that was made, tsarech minyan acher lahatiro. Then you need another takana with the equal stature to be matirit. So once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's also, you need beferish heter. Even if the tam no longer applies, even if the rationale no longer applies. V'chitema, and if you're going to say that, no, there's a different thing. L'mitzvahs ona hudaasa, that the pasuk in Devarim is coming to add a new mitzvah. Then now it's a mitzvah for a man to be with his wife. Tashma, but then I have another pasuk. B'msho chayovel heima yalu v'har. Chazal clearly understood the psukim to be matir, husband with the wife again, and that's why there is an extra pasuk. Toshma, I'll prove it to you now, the Gemara says, because there are two psukim. B'msho chayov alhema yalu v'har. Michti ksiv gamatzon v'abokar al yuru el mul har hahu. The pasuk already says that you're not allowed to go up on the mountain. Why do we need the pasuk b'msho chayov? Which means that when the long blast takes place, according to one explanation in Rashi, when the long blast of the shofar takes place to indicate that the Shekhinah has left, then you're allowed to go up in the mountain. Otherwise, it's Asur. We already learned it's Asur. B'mshochayov alamani, shma mina, that pasuk is not going to tell us the mitzvah of Ona. But the Bryce understands, dovar shebeminyin tzarech minyin acher lahatiro, that once there was a takana, that it was Asur, even though the reason no longer applies, nevertheless, we need a new Pasuk, and that is the Pasuk, B'mshar Chayoy V'lheimo Yalu V'har, to tell us that it is Mutter, to go up on the mountain, but we also need another Pasuk, Shvu Lachem La'olechem, to tell them that the husband and wife are Mutter to each other. And hence, you need a Dover Shebeminyan, something of the same quality, of the same strength, to be able to create the heter on that which is once usher, even though the rationale no longer applies. Says the Gemara, the same would apply, of course, to the Beitza. Since there was a time that the Beitza was going to be usher because of Kedusha Achas, even though that reason no longer applies, because we accept Edom after Mincha, nevertheless, the strength of that original Takana remains. V'chitema, and if we're going to say Hani Mili Bidor Raisa, that only applies when it comes to a Din Torah. Avo Bidor Abonon Loi, But when it comes to a takana midrabanan, then we don't need minyan acher la'atiro. That's why we brought the halachas of kerem revai that we mentioned above. Tashma kerem revai. V'ha kerem revai drabanan. That case of kerem revai is only midrabanan. What the Gemara means when it says Kerem Revai is derabanan is not that mitzvah's Kerem Revai is derabanan, but the whole takana that you need to have fruits within a large radius of Yerushalayim brought to Yerushalayim itself, and one is not allowed to redeem it, that is derabanan. V'ka'amrile, nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer was informed, kfar nimnu alecha chavercha v'tirua, that there was a takana that was made by a Dover Shebeminion to be matirit. Otherwise, it would have been Aser. V'chitem, and if you're going to say, Beitza Namni, Amnu Allah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'shirua, maybe you'll argue that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he said that we accept the Edom after Mincha, was also matir the Beitza, ki Amnu, well, all we know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakim was Aedus. A Beitza lo Amnu, he didn't command in regard to the Beitza. This is all part of Rav Yosef's argument. Rav Yosef, who said above that even after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach, Rav Yosef is exactly halfway through the Amud on Hey Amud Aleph, first word on the line, where he says that even after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Beitza is going to be Asur. So he explains that since there was never a minyan acher shebola atira beitza, then even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's going to be Asur. Comes back Abaye, and Abaye defends the position of Rabba, who said that after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's going to be mutter. Amalei Abaye, otu beitza b'minyan mihavoi? Was the beitza part of the original takana b'minyan? Beitza beidus talya milsa. Itzar edus, itzar beitza. Ishtri edus, ishtri beitza. Says Abaye to Rav Yosef, they're not two independent things. The whole reason the beitza is going to be usher is because of the edus. Once the edus is accepted after mincha, so there's no reason to say that Rosh Hashanah is one kedusha, it's two kedushas. If it's two kedushas, then the beitza is going to be mutter, because we learned on yesterday's daf, in the beginning of today's daf, that if it's Kedusha Achas, and it's considered a Beitz Asur from one day to the next, if it's Shtei Kedushos, then it's not. The Gemara now recounts another opinion, an absolutely beautiful one. Rav Adavar Shlomin Tervayu mi Bei Kluchis. Rav Adam, Rav Shlomin from Kluchis. They said, Amri, they said, Af mi takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura. They said, even after takon Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the egg is still asur. My taima, what's the reason? Meheira yibane beis hamigdash. Emir Tzeshem, shortly the beis hamigdash will be rebuilt. V'yomru, and they'll say, ishtaked mi lo achalnu beitza b'yom tov sheni. We ate the beitza on the second day of Yom Tov because it was too kedushas. Hashtanami Nechel, and they'll think that the Beitza should be eaten as well after the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. V'lo Yadi, and they won't know, the Ishtakid that the year before Shtei Kedusha Hain, because it was a Suffolk. V'hashta Kedusha Achasi, but once the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, then if there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, then it's going to have a status of one Kedusha, and therefore the Beitza is going to be Aser. Asks the Gemara, Yachi Eidos Nami Lo Nikabel, but for that, if that would be so, then we shouldn't accept Eidim after Mincha, my time of Mehera Yibane Beis HaMikdash, V'yomri Shtakin Miloi Kibalnu Eidos HaChodesh Kol Yom Kulo, Hashanami Nikabel, they're going to make a mistake, and they're going to say, last time we accepted Eidos after Mincha, and they're going to accept Eidim after Mincha, after the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and the Levim are going to make a mistake in their shear. Hachyashta Hasam Edus Mesur LeBezdin. Now, when it comes to Bezdin we could rely on. They're going to be okay. Beitza LeKol Mesura. But Beitza, that is halacha that's given over to everybody. And since it's given to everybody, some people are going to remember what the halacha was last year and apply it this year. Bezdin, they're learned, and they won't make the mistake. Rava Amar, the Gemara continues, 6 lines from the bottom in Hayim Ebeis, Af mi takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura. Even after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that we accept Edom after Mincha, the egg is still going to be asur.
Mi loy moide Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai shen bo eidim min hamichol amalo shenoygin oisei yom kodesh ule machar kodesh. Even Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would agree that we accept the eidim after mincha. However, if that happens, even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there would be kedusha achas. Hence, Rava claims that even after Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rosh Hashanah has kedusha achas. Rashi explains the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai still had significance, that if the Eidim would come after Mincha, that we would calculate the other Yom Tov, we calculate Sukkot and Pesach, as if Rosh Hashanah was the first day, not the second day. However, they would continue to be noeg Rosh Hashanah for 2 days in such an instance, and it would have a din of Kedusha Achas, and for that reason, the Beitza would be Aser. This Beitza Hashem concludes Daf Hey in Maseches Beitza. Be'ezar Hashem, I hope to get back into the rhythm of putting up the halacha from the daily daf during the Bein HaZmanim, now that I've been zochet to return to Artzenu HaKadosha, and I hope to post that separately. This Be'ezar Hashem concludes Daf Hei in Maseches Beitza.